Hello, good evening, welcome along. It's Ed Liner. It's a special Sunday afternoon show. I'm here in the studio today with the guest DJ yet again, Mr. Pete Cole.
Evening.
And Graham Judd.
Good afternoon.
He's live and we'll be playing live tonight for a special reason. We're getting ready for Mega Celebration 4, which I'll give you more details of as the show goes on. It's a celebration of Mega City 4. It's a band that probably didn't take the world by storm exactly, but anybody that came in contact with them, it changed their world. I'm going to start off with one of their tracks. It's The Mighty Prague, and it's by Mega City 4. There with Prague. What a fantastic tune. It's myself, Ed Liner, on the afternoon duty today with Pete Cole and Graham Judd in the studio. And why are we doing this? Well, we're getting ready for next Saturday, which is going to be an absolute belter. It's Mega Celebration 4 at Farnborough Football Club. Yours truly will be doing the DJing at the event. But you know, I'm in the tiny letters at the bottom of the flyer, to be fair. We have on the bill, Graham Judd. We've got Ginting, got Dealing With Damage, I Plead Irony, The Love Family, The Charlemagnes, and let us not forget Wob. who's announced this week he's going to do a fully Mega City 4 covers gig, which would be pretty exciting. So Pete, welcome along.
Hi Ed.
And give more detail why you put this on at this time. I know it's a special day.
It would have been Wiz's, the frontman of Mega City 4's 56th birthday, I believe. Or was it 58th? Well, he's forever young now, as he's not with us. So, yeah, it's on his birthday, and it's Danny's birthday, his brother, the guitarist. Day or two later, I think. Or maybe before. Either way, they're both Capricorn, which is where they've got their first band name from.
Yeah.
Capricorns. Yeah, it's just a great band. Meant an awful lot to me and a lot of my friends. We met because of their music along the way. We just like to raise money for charity as well, so combine the both.
Doing it for charity yet again.
Yeah, RSPCA, which is kind of Wiz Love the Animals. Yeah. W-all. So, yeah, it's a bunch of great bands, as you just listed.
Indeed, I spoke to somebody the other day and I was on about the bands and how great the gig was going to be. And then I said, is it for charity? I said, yeah, it's for the RSPCA. So, RSPCA, I'm coming.
Sorted.
There you go, didn't even need the band.
Just buy a ticket and don't turn up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, please don't.
Oh, please turn up. Yeah, please do.
So, Doors, 3:45, did you say?
Well, yeah, because young Graham here is on sharpish at 4 p.m. It goes through to 11. We've got seven acts, six after Graham, plus you, Ed, spinning the tunes.
And you're hosting.
Yeah, not my... Yeah, I am. come and throw things at me.
There you go. You're getting used to it now. You're hosting the radio show and everything. So we will be playing artists today that are on the bill. I'll be playing more Mega City 4 tunes. If you want to choose the tune that you want to hear from Mega City 4, obviously don't make it some kind of flexi disc weird one, but pretty much got the back catalogue in front of me here. So if you want to do that, come into kickradio.co.uk/chat. You can pick a username, come say hi, let us know you're listening, let us know what you think of the show, let us know your memories of Wiz, of the band, because I know...
It's a mega story.
They've touched everybody. You know, they weren't a massive, massive band as such. They did. I mean, they toured
nearly made it, though. It's just on the edge of something bigger, and it didn't happen for them. It's just, I don't know, maybe it made them more legendary, you know, in a way.
But anyone that's seen them or met them knows that they were just absolutely amazing guys. The music is fantastic. There's no doubt about that. So we're going to play a tune from one of the artists now on the bill. And it's from Wob himself. It's Dancing for Sixpence. He'll be doing a Mega City 4 gig, all covers, next week. Saturday, put it in your diary. It's the best gig of the decade, as I've been saying for a while now.
It's only January.
Off the first month. But never mind. It will be amazing. So this is Wob. Enjoy.
And so, for the lady over there. Wait. Good morning to the sun. Cut off, shut out. Is this the way it should be? Dancing for sixpence in the never increasing circle. Getting harder every day to get nearer to the light, to stop it fading away, to stop it fading away. Stop it fading away. Thank you.
There we go. That's Wob, and he will be on the bill. next week, and it is at Farnborough Football Club, which obviously is also special to Mega City 4.
Yes, avid supporters of the team. Yeah,
I wonder what they're thinking now with them. They've gone up, they've gone down, and now they're kind of down but staying around. They're still here. They've gone out of business about twice, I think. So that's something on there. Pete,
Ed,
I'm going to throw one at you now. Why, you know, you've picked these bands, obviously these people on the bill for a reason. What is it that made you want to pick these people and made them want to play?
Because there's all kind of connections there, really, with the Megas and with me. Graham, I've known him for since we were teenagers, and we're in out of 50 teens now, aren't we, Graham? Jin Singh, Ian, the drummer, was in the first band that Wiz formed post Mega City 4, Serpico. Dean with Damage, it's got Andy, who used to be in a band called Scapegoats years ago, who sounds a lot like Sensor Sings, actually, the Mega's cousins. It's just met them along the way, really. I Plead Irony, three of the guys in that band were actually in the band Ipanema with Wiz after we passed away. So they, you know, changed the name and carried on. Actually, I think they ran alongside at the time. I can't quite remember now. But really good. The Love Family, kind of contemporaries, early 90s. I'm sure they gigged together along the way. You love the Love Family yourself, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
It's a great, great band. Shauna Mains, the headliners. Their guitarist is Ben Harding from Senseless Things, who we'll be chatting to a bit later, who gigs almost for a long time, almost everywhere Mega's played, the Senseless Things played. They supported each other along the way, just lifelong friends, and that's how I got to know them. Well, I got to know Ben and Senseless Things.
I don't know how many times I've seen Mega City 4 and Senseless Things play together. In
yeah, it just worked.
Yeah, just two fantastic bands.
And Wob, again, I've known him a long time as well. Just turned out to be sort of very Mega City 4 influenced, which I spotted straight away. And just a great singer-songwriter, good mate as well. I mean, they're all kind of connected that way, really. Just really good bands. And we're there for our love of Mega City 4.
Which is great, and I'm glad that they've all agreed to do this.
And we're doing it for free, absolutely. You know, all any money goes to the charity, RSPCA.
Indeed, even the DJ.
Yep, the venue's free, thanks to the Farnborough Football Club for their continued support there.
So yeah, it's going to be absolutely brilliant. I'm going to play a track now by Mega City 4. It is off the last album they did, Soul Scraper. It's a song which I absolutely adore. It's quite a quick one, but it's a great song. It's called Android Dreams.
Now a day or two, I've got better things to do.
literally play 3-4 hours solid of Mega 64 because I love them that much as a band. On there now, coming up very shortly, we will have Graham Judd live in the studio with his guitar and singing along, and he will be doing an acoustic set at the beginning of the event next week. Man, it's not even a week away, it's 6 days away now. So we're going to play another band now, and then when we come back, we'll be speaking to Graham and be playing his first tune of the show. So we're going to play I Plead Irony, a fantastic band who I've seen many a time, and they will be playing the bill, and they're well worth checking out. This is from their album, This Statement Is False. It's called Now or Never.
Then we walked away. Want to bring it back again?
So we have yet again live in the studio a wonderful artiste, Graham. Welcome along.
Hiya.
You're going to play a few songs for us today. What's the first one you're going to play, and is it just one of your favourite songs, or
the first one I'm going to play is actually one of my own songs that was recorded with a band called Toys in the Attic. Probably a little bit of input from maybe Matt Megson and Gary Clark and Martin, the drummer. I think the demo that we did may actually have had Paddy on drums for when we did the recording, but yeah, song called Lost.
Okay. Fantastic. I'll let you have a glass of water while we play another track from Mega City 4. Coming up very shortly, we'll be chatting to Ben Harding from the Charlemagnes and getting his take on all things Mega City 4. So stay locked, and this is such a classic tune.
Well, I'm standing in the rain, and I'm thinking once again how the way we see is never quite the same. I can understand sensations and smells of petrol stations, but the subsequent reactions are the same. Is this goodbye or just a paragraph? Should it make me sad or should it make me laugh? Miles and
don't care who you are, that is just a brilliant
tune. We're pogoing the area in the studio, weren't we, Ed?
We were indeed. Shouting our hey, hey, hey's as we went along. So we're going to play a tune by the Charlemagne's, and while we do that, we're going to get the wonderful Ben Harding on the line, and we'll be speaking to him very shortly. So enjoy this track. It's called Possibility City. It's by the Charlemagne's. They will be headlining the event on Saturday. It's Mega Celebration 4. It's at Farnborough Football Club. If you get your tickets in advance, it's a tenner.
That's a small booking fee.
What can you do? These people sell them, don't they? They've got to get their money somehow. But if you turn up on the day, it will be £13. But it's going to be well worth your money. So whichever way you decide to do it, that's the way forward. Anyway, we're going to get Ben on the phone. So all being well, let's listen to their track. There with Possibility City, and they will be rocking Farnborough Football Club on Saturday. And I'm glad to say we have the wonderful Ben Harding on the line. How are you doing, Ben?
Hello, I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Very much looking forward to next weekend.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely ace. I'm already getting excited.
Calm down, Ed.
I know. You can't stop me now. I've got a whole week to wait. So obviously, it's Mega Celebration 4. And as we know, you have been sort of intrinsically linked with them over the years, going back to the Senseless Things days when you were tour buddies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's your sort of memories of that time?
It's just really being a really kind of tight knit, close group of people. Then the Mega City Four, Senseless Things, and Snuff, particularly, we used to share bills all the time, and we would be playing in venues like the Greyhound in Fulham, and you know, just all around the place, playing these kind of smallish venues, but they'd always be absolutely rammed. And it was just always such a pleasure, because we were such great mates, and we were very much of the same kind of mind and attitude about kind of reawakening the live scene in Great Britain at the time, because you know the whole kind of music scene had become, I think, a bit kind of removed from fans, and I think what we all had in common was a kind of feeling that we didn't really have any airs of grace. It's, you know, it's this was about being with people of like minds, having a really, really good time. But the only difference was that we'd kind of got together into small groups, and we can play our instruments a bit, you know. So there was a kind of really mutually positive atmosphere about the whole thing. And you know, between us and Megas, there was a really particular kind of connection. And it was just so lovely to play with them every single time. We just always had a blast, you know.
I remember many gigs seeing you guys together, and Snuff, funny enough. One of my favourite venues at the time was the Old Trout in Windsor. Absolutely loved that place.
I can barely remember it. I think we played it maybe once or twice. Maybe more than that, but I mean, like, for me, the 80s is like the 60s. If you can remember it, you weren't there.
Yeah, that is quite so true. All I remember is being a sweaty mess dancing around like a lunatic.
Yeah, perspiration did feature an awful lot. You know, what the main feature in all those gigs was the sheer energy we all put into it. And, you know, pouring the sweat out of your Converse was a kind of every evening occurrence. It was really horrible. I mean, seriously, I've got athlete's foot that I still haven't got rid of since then.
Ben, do you remember the Greyhound, which is probably the hottest gig I'd ever been to? And I think all the drummers on the bill, including the Megas, Senseless Things, all the drummers passed out at some point in the gig.
Or threw up, I think.
Or threw up. It was just so...
Was this... Yeah, I see. I think this was a gig we did with Celibate Rifles.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah.
And it was, you're right. I think that was the hottest gig I've ever played. And the ceiling and the walls were dripping.
Yeah.
I remember Cass came off stage and was really horribly dehydrated and swallowed a whole load of water, which just immediately came straight back up again and was immortalised on the pages of Select, I think it was, or one of those indie magazines of the time.
Memories.
So not really the way you want to kind of, you know, be remembered. In fact, if he's listened to this, he cares for me for bringing it up.
Bring it up.
To be fair, Cash never really went gentle with it, did he?
No, he didn't. He went in hard. I mean, and you know, that was the same 3 years ago at Shepherd's Bush as it was 20 plus years ago at the Greyhound. You know, it was. He's never been one to hold back. Put it that way. But yeah, terrific days, you know, all very cherished memories indeed. In fact, I was reminiscing the other day. I think there was one gig where I stood in, I think, for Danny at a Megas show, and I can't remember where it was, but I suspect it may have been at the Greyhound. But long time ago, and this memory just kind of came out of nowhere, you know.
We're good times, but you're still going, and
you're still rocking.
Still rocking, yeah.
Yeah. So Charlemagne's, your new band, you joined them, didn't you? They were already going.
Well, yes. I mean, there's a kind of legend that goes with the Charlemagnes. I mean, the backstory in very, very heavy inverted commas is that this was a band that was originally around at about 1966-67 in New Jersey. And they were so awful that they were basically kind of rejected out of hand by pretty much everyone at the time. The whole kind of thing fell apart, and then none of this is to be taken seriously, by the way. What happened was basically the main guy, the head honcho, ended up living in a shed in Catford in southeast London, just down the road from me, in fact. And he's kind of, what he's done is kind of brought together some musicians, modern musicians, to kind of replicate and kind of reinvent this classic seminal proto-punk group, and that's what we're doing. We've kind of taken the places of the original members, and we kind of keep the old singer and songwriter of the band in a shed in cat food, and he in turn in cat food. But he basically, in turn, kind of feeds us with these classic kind of proto-punk numbers that would not have been out of place in 1966 or indeed in 2020. So, that's really the kind of idea and the kind of concept behind it.
Ask a question. Don't expect the answer.
And you're probably more confused now than you were when you. Before you ask the question, so.
Every day I get out of bed, I think I'm a little bit more confused than I was yesterday. Then, so wouldn't be worried.
If you want a different interpretation of the way of this band, it's basically 4/9 of the faction, which is my previous band. But with slightly different roles, but the personnel is the same as just under half of the faction. So. There you go, but with a slightly different musical approach.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you live on Saturday.
We're very much looking forward to playing. We're playing the night before, we're playing down in Newport in Wales with the opening for the Bell Rays, I think is going to be a really inspirational show, so hopefully it will be completely on fire after that.
Or knackered.
Yeah, or a bit of both. And I've put my back out as well, so I don't exactly know how hard I'm going to be rocking this weekend.
I'm sure Pete can get you a stool or something to perch
on. Hold you up then.
No, that makes it worse. I'm fine when I'm standing up, but if I sit down and try and get up, it's horrible.
Oh, yeah, we'll be fine. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on the radio show, Ben. Sorry to
lovely to
move on up. We've got some more music we need to play. I am actually going to play a tune by Snuff next.
Brilliant. Which one?
Nick Northern.
Okay, lovely.
I love that tune. That'll be the next one up. But thanks you very much for being on my show. Most appreciate it.
Pleasure.
And I will see you on Saturday.
See you then.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers, Ben.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Yeah.
was Snuff. He toured a lot with Mega City 4, Census Things. Massive thanks to Ben for coming on the line. And we're going to go back now, back into the studio, if I can go back to where I'm sat. Next to me is the wonderful Graham Judd, and he's going to play another tune for us. What are you playing, Graham?
I'm going to play a song by The Clash, a song called Stay Free. Kind of a bit of camaraderie when you're growing up with friends and stuff. And I know Pete's asked loads of people to do a cover of this. Yeah. So I thought I'd stick my neck out and have a go. So, yeah, it's off the second album, Give Enough Rope, I think. So here we go. Were at school, we never took much shit from no one. We were fools. The teacher says we're done. We're only having fun. You know we pissed on everyone in the classroom. We got thrown out of left without much fuss. Got me in bad fights, blaming bull on line, smoking menthol. I practice daily in my room. You were down the ground, planning your next move. Go on and lick your swim. Pick the wrong guy. You get 3 years in prison. I do my very best to write. How was Butlin's red screws in time? When you lock it out, you're gonna hit the town. The burning fucking to a cinema. Now years have passed and things have changed. I go anyway I wanna go, but I'll never forget the feeling I got when I heard that you got home. And I'll never forget the smile on my face when I knew where you would be.
Trouble then not singing along.
I thought that might
happen. I mind.
Yeah. I suddenly thought, song. Oh god, I'm gonna like suddenly start singing. Oh brilliant. Well, we'll have more of Graham as the show goes on. We're gonna play another band that are on the bill, Dealing with Damage. This tune is called Strange Melody.
It's complicated watching your life go bad. Dwelling on all those opportunities that you never had. Sometimes you tell yourself that's just how it goes. Running through your every waking moment, that cold wind blows. I'm dreaming that I'm falling and it feels so real. But I'm dreaming that I'm winning. Why does it feel so real?
great band, Dealing With Damage, that will be on the bill on Saturday. And if nothing else, you get to see Ed Liner playing some amazing tunes.
In the flesh.
In the flesh, yeah. Quite scary.
You're wearing
really.
Those shorts, Ed?
Yeah, I'm going to be wearing these lovely pyjama shorts.
Shorts for radio, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I've got the face for radio as well. And the beard for feral life in the woods. Anyway, Pete.
I'm not sure what that means, but onwards.
Moving onwards. So, if people want to get tickets and they want to get them early because they want to get them slightly cheaper and with a little bit of a booking fee, where do they go to?
We got tickets. You just search for Mega Celebration 4. It should pop up. Click on the link, follow the links, and purchase online.
Yep, and get them there, or you can get them on the door for £13. You're listening to the Ed Liner Show. This is kickradio.co.uk. Normally I do a show every single Sunday evening at 8 p.m. and I do the special indie shows now and then on a Sunday around about the 4:30 p.m. time, and which one of these is now. What should I play next, Pete, from the bands that are on? What about the Love Family?
Yeah, it's been a tune by the Love Family, Ed.
Yep, and a soundtrack. How would that do? Would that work
for you? Cracking tune.
That is a cracking tune. That'll be next on.
We were listening to a soundtrack to the end of everything. The writers have all gone now. I wonder what we can bring. Down escalators, the troublemakers. We're listening to a soundtrack to the end of everything. Collected, connected, convention rejected. Only one was good enough. Collected, connected, convention rejected. One was never good enough. You always gave me what I wanted, and what I wanted was everything. The doors were always open for us to do anything. Down escalators, the troublemakers were listening to a soundtrack to the end of everything. Collected, connected, convention rejected. Only one was good enough. Collected, connected, convention rejected. One was never good enough for you. We were listening to a soundtrack to the end of everything. We're playing music in the dark. I saw the snow and I heard you sing. Down escalators, the troublemakers. We're listening to a soundtrack to the end of everything. Collected, connected, convention rejected. Only one was good enough. Collected, connected, convention rejected. One was never good enough for you. We were listening to a soundtrack to the end of everything. Listening to a soundtrack to the end of everything. We were listening to a soundtrack to the end of everything. We were listening to a soundtrack to the end of everything.
That's the Love Family, and they will be playing. Superb band. Saw them, Pete, put on a gig many many yonks ago, probably a few years ago.
Yeah. Boiler Room,
Guildford.
Yeah.
And they were superb. Thinking about Mega City 4, which this whole event was, obviously mean a lot to me in my life. I've mentioned it before, but I'll say it again. One of their first gigs was actually my auntie's wedding, and down in Hastings.
Rock and roll story from Ed.
I was young, very young at the time, teenage years, and but I just remember that everyone, we got a band on, and you know, all aunties, uncles, cousins, big family, all down there going, oh, I wonder what they're going to be like. And it was pre-transphobia, but suddenly it was like, the noise was incredible. And you could just, I still see the look on some of my aunties and uncles' faces when the band cracked on. Oh, they were fantastic. I absolutely loved them. They played, and it's just one of those beautiful moments when I think that the rest of my family have been scarred forever. But that was one of their first gigs. I think someone once told me it was probably literally their first gig, but I'm not entirely sure whether that was apocryphal or true. But that's one of my huge memories. Other memories are sweating, jumping along to the band, watching them play. Because everywhere I see the play, it was like the hottest venue on earth.
yeah. Even in winter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. you wouldn't go with a coat because you didn't need one for about 4 days afterwards. It was so hot. What about yourself, Pete? Memories of Mega City 4? It's a hard question because there's probably billions.
There is, but it's more of a personal thing. I latched onto them as a teenager, poor sods. And I used to go around there most Sunday afternoons, eat all their custard creams, drink all their tea, just talk and talk. And the Wiz mainly was just, bless his heart, listen, I can't remember what I asked him, teenage angst probably. I think it wasn't that much older than me, but enough, you know, to be sort of wiser anyway. Just really patient with me. I mean, if I'd have been him now, I'd just tell me to go home. You know, don't come back here again. You know, it was almost every weekend I was around there, and they're just so nice, and the music just appealed to me and just found a place in my heart and a lot of other people's too. Made some really good friends over the years because of the connections with the band and the band themselves. Loved them all to bits. Absolutely devastated when we passed away. Like a lot of people, well, we're still remembering. This gig's not necessarily just in his memory, it's the whole band, but it's his birthday.
Yeah.
So it's carefully chosen, really. So we'll all raise a glass to him and to Danny, his little brother. Love Chris. Love Jerry as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, Jerry was used to wear like a red beret, sort of Captain Sensible type red beret. And I was forever sort of like nicking it, putting it on, just being really annoying teenager until one day he clipped me around the ear and said, "Stop doing that, will you?" I mean, that's my memories more than the actual gigs themselves. Yeah, it's just celebrations of cracking songs and lyrics that are really mean an awful lot still to this day. I'm an awkward kid. I mean, you know, that's about me. It's probably about a lot of other people as well, I think. But
to me, there's a lot of people that do actually.
I'm not growing up. I'm still an awkward kid. underneath, deep down, the bands of support. I got to know them as well, like Ben Hardy and those things. Oh, just happy memories, you know. And they need to be celebrated because, you know, I don't think they're forgotten about. But those songs be played live again. Okay, not by the original band members, but
yeah. They're
going to be played live. So, I'm waffling here. It's just a celebration of great songs, great times, great people. Yeah. You know, not the band, just the bands, the people that went to see them as well.
Graham, yourself, memories of the band?
Oh, driving up to London frequently.
Getting lost.
When you could get up there in like 45 minutes from Aldershot, before the 331 was built, etc., etc. Pete mentioned Jerry's red beret. I remember his bass strap with Roger Ramjet written on it.
Oh, yes!
What have you. And just introducing me to other bands that supported Senseless Things, Snuff. Carter kind of eventually as well. I don't remember them playing on the same bill so often.
I think they did, though.
Yeah, but they, kind of the Bull and Gate, obviously, the Hype Club, John Fat Beast.
The best of
us. All that kind of area, meeting loads of people in and around London, so many great venues, in introducing me to a lot of music that they were influenced by. So,
yeah, I remember like sort of discovering the Clash mainly because of them and the Alarm at that sort of time. So they've got a lot to answer for, haven't they? In a good way.
Yeah, look how we all turned out.
Yeah.
We're not blaming Mega City 4, but you know, they were mega helpful.
On death, that's probably their fault.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, indeed.
Very loud gigs.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're going to play another tune by another band, Ginseng, that are on the bill. That's coming up next. It's like a whisper from another place. And then we're going to come back and we have another tune from the mighty Graham Judd, who is in the studio right next to me. So let's play this now. Ginseng, and they will be playing, and we're going to move on now back into the studio with Graham. Going to play us yet another number, and it's going to be another belter because I've loved this tune so far. What are you playing this time?
This is going to be a favourite band of mine, one of my favourite bands, American band Green Day, from the second album, Kaplunk, and this is one for the Razorbacks.
Juliet's trying to find what she wants, but she don't know. Experience.
Unless you're playing the chords backwards or upside down. Another Mega City 4 tune now, and another one of my favourites.
Stop your grinning and drop your linen. Now I know the things are on there.
darkness, being chased by the sunset, running behind us. I look down on mountains, I look down on oceans. The sun's disappeared now, we've left it behind. Sat in the warm air, touchdown in transit, smoking without you, I wish you were here. Out in the backyard, the storm clouds are looming, the thunder rolls in, I'm sat alone feeling for you. Each pinprick of starlight that pierces the huge night sky, each raindrop that lands on the tin roof above me won't take you from me. And I'm out in the big blue, out in the darkness, the red and the black being chased by the ghost.
Thank you, Wob. That was Up in the Big Blue by Wob. And before that, obviously, the wonderful Mega City 4 with A Severe Attack of the Truth off Transphobia, which is an album I absolutely adore. So we have more time and more tunes. There is a live chat room if you're listening outside of chat, which I know a lot of people do. Kickradio.co.uk /chat. If you pick a username, come say hi. You've got a few minutes. If you want to pick a favourite Mega City 4 track that you want to hear, you can always pop into there and let us know what it is, and I will see whether I can get that on before the end of the show, which is coming up now. 15 minutes left, but we got quite a few we want to pop in there and get through. I'm going to play another track by the Charlemagnes, who obviously you can catch on the show.
I'm
Oh, I do like a track that ends with a big sort of screech or a hit of the drums. I say that every time we do the show. It's just something about...
Because you're playing punk rock all the time, Ed.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think that's what it is. When you listen to other music and it fades out, drives me nuts, like the Oasis fade out or something, after their 7 minutes of, yeah, of tune. But yeah, I've moaned about them before and got in trouble, so I'm not going to do it again.
Oasis, overrated, mate.
Yeah, but they have loads of fans, so...
Go over it, move on.
Yeah, move on quick, before I get lynched. And then we'll have the argument over who's better.
Our kid.
Yeah. Right, anyway, moving on to someone who is better.
Absolutely.
no pressure. But
it's called Wonderwall.
Yeah. It was great with his last track, which is a good one, because I know what he's going to sing.
Yeah, this is really the only song that is in the set for next Saturday, Nailed Down, and it's... it's kind of my version of the Mega City 4's Distant Relatives.
It's not that I don't love them, it's just that they're so far. I promised to myself pretty soon I'd get away. Important things in my life too often get obscured, and I say, don't ever leave me, don't ever wonder, don't ever let me slip away. Don't ever leave me, don't ever wonder.
Drift out then after I said that.
Not fade out.
There's a fade out, just fade himself out. Walk out the studio still.
Big ending on that one, as always.
So yeah. They'll catch that next week at the gig and with a whole
Should
load
say,
of.
Graham's on first, he's on at 4 PM in the afternoon, listeners. So get down there early and get some Graham.
Yeah.
You know, it makes sense.
It does. No, yeah, it's
get great. Your money's worth.
Exactly. Go and see as many bands as you possibly can. So we'll have a recap of the event. I'm going to play another one by the Love Family. We'll have a recap of the event. And we'll play some more from Mega City 4. I hope you're enjoying the show. It's kickradio.co.uk. I'm Ed Liner. I'm your host with Pete Cole and Graham Judd.
Thank you.
family there. So the whole show, well, to be honest, it's been a celebration of Mega City 4 and artists. I have a link to them, artists that have been playing on the bill on the show, which you can catch me DJing on. I've said that a thousand times, but I'm the least important person. You want to go see Graham Judd, you want to go see Jin Sing, Dealing With Damage, I Plead R&E, Love Family, Charlemagne's, Wob.
All for the RSPCA,
indeed. Farmer Town Football Club, this coming Saturday.
18th of January
2020. Obviously, if you're listening to this after the event, it was great. But if you're listening now, which most people are, then please come along to it. Please support all the bands.
Be from there. 4 p.m.
4 p.m. first band on, that'd be Graham. And yeah, want to see as many people there as possible. I'm very, very proud to be involved in the event. Thanks, Pete, for inviting me to do the DJing for that. Yeah, we're all looking forward to it. It's another Black Promotions event, the Mighty Peacock. Thanks, Pete, for putting these events on as well.
Mighty. thank you, Huge Ed.
That's all right. Thanks. Yeah. No, I do appreciate you putting them on, and you do put on some fantastic events. And the bands give their time, especially to the RSPCA, which is a great cause. I'm going to play one last song, and then we will be gone. My regular show is at 8 o'clock on Sunday evenings. I'll be back later if you're listening live. Do come and join that. Tonight we'll be playing some more electronic-y stuff, but it will be from a band called Leg Puppy, who mix guitars and electronica. There's also some Radiohead in there, various different electronic and guitar music all mixed in together, so hopefully it'll be rather special. So do join me for that, 8 p.m. tonight. We're going to finish with actually a B-side on Words That Say single, and it is chosen by Pete. And what have you chosen, Pete?
It's a beautiful song called Mention, Ed.
Enjoy. Thanks very much, Graham, for joining us in the studio.
Thank you. Cheers.
Brilliant tunes. Thanks, Pete, for joining me for my guest DJ yet again. And I'm sure you'll be back and we'll do something else throughout the year. And I'll keep you posted on the normal channels, on kickradio.co.uk, on Facebook, or Edliner DJ, or at Edliner DJ if you're on Twitter. Check it out there and you'll find out all the information about my show. Thanks very much for listening. It's been an absolute blast, and I will see you on Saturday. Before they